welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that is weird, but helpful.
Just like it's helpful.
Us in real life. I'm Carrie Jones. I'm an internationally best-selling novelist and reporter, and now a podcaster. And with me, as always, is my husband, Sean Kelly Farrar. What are you, Shawnee?
A man with three names, apparently.
And that means you're going to be a murderer soon, probably.
Oh, that's right.
But every podcast, we do a random thought, and then we give you a little life help. Maybe.
Usually based on a dog's advice.
And then a dog tip, right. And it's all meant to be good happiness, man.
Just fun.
So chill back, relax, and maybe you'll learn something.
Or maybe you'll laugh.
Or maybe even both.
Some of the town budget.
Yeah, so our random thought today is our town budget.
Is it really?
No.
Thank God.
Our random thought today is about a curious toddler. So apparently, a little itty bitty cutie pie of cutie pie-ness decided while outside the White House fence with their parents to crawl through the bars.
Did he get tased or anything? Or it? I don't even know its gender.
They don't really say. It's a him. They say it's
a him. Oh, that's it right there.
And will you stop itting the child? The child, that's not the child's pronoun. The child's a him.
The child hasn't determined its pronoun.
Oh my gosh.
His parents can't do that.
Anyways, the kiddo is up in the air like you just don't care.
It looks like they're going to both slam him right
in the arms of some U.S. Secret Service police officers on the wrong side of the fence.
He definitely is on the wrong. Did he get tackled or anything?
No, he didn't get tackled. According to the AP story, he is one of the tiniest White House intruders after he squeezed through metal fencing on the north side of the executive mansion. The U.S. Secret Service Uniform Division officers who are responsible for security at the White House walked across the north lawn, so apparently they didn't run, to retrieve him, the tot, and reunite him with his parents on Pennsylvania Avenue.
I don't know about that response, dude.
Walking? Why? Because you worry he was strapped with bombs
or something?
He could
have been.
Yeah, I know.
He was fully clothed. I thought maybe it was like a kid wearing diapers.
No,
then you might feel all right, you know?
No, he can walk, I think. He looks like
a
walkable
kid.
Well, a kid
wearing diapers can walk, too. A lot of them are 12 years old. Anyways,
fortunately, it was just a little boo-boo where he got a little too curious. He saw that great expanse of lawn and the big old White House, and he thought, I belong there. And so he escaped through the bars. So the fence in the White House is actually doubled in height to 13 feet tall, right?
Yeah.
But because there has been a lot of security breaches, but now it has an additional inch of space between the pickets. So it's 5.5 inches between the posts of the fence.
So any of you that are dieting to try to get through those bars, now you know exactly. You don't have to fly to Washington to measure it now.
Isn't that wild? I think that's just so wild. Like, I think it's wild.
It is wild.
But speaking of little people who are not that little, this one, a 13-year-old boy, he got stuck in the wrong place too. Apparently, he had to be freed out of a claw machine, you know, like those amusement park claw machines,
yeah.
Man, because he climbed inside trying to get a prize. I've stuck my arm up through there and gotten a prize before when I was young, but like, I would never have climbed in.
No, hell no. How small do you have to be to climb in anyways?
Pretty small, man.
I hope the kid's dad didn't help him for a while and just sat there with like a whole roll of quarters antagonizing him with the crane claw.
Oh, no. That's so terrible. No, Dad! Don't drop it!
Teach him a lesson.
Anyways, he was at a North Carolina amusement park and he was trapped and they had to, you know, It was the Cosmic XL bonus game, so it had some super plush prizes. And apparently a medical response team arrived. They looked at the boy. They played a couple games. No, they didn't. And then they unlocked the machine, and he was able to get out. He was treated and released, and they gave him to his guardian, who was probably in trouble. But the biggest part is that he was actually banned from the park for a year for attempted
theft. That's what it all comes down to, really.
Yeah, man, it's attempted theft. Boy, he's a little thief. Well, it's...
He's 13.
You know what? I'm sorry, but those machines are thieves.
Well, hell yeah, they are, but that's gambling. It falls under the general purview of gambling.
Well, children shouldn't be allowed to gamble.
It's no more than throwing darts or shooting at some stupid target at the fair, the local county fair. It's
not cool. I mean, he was just trying. He was working for the little man, man.
Like, he's working for the little man. Well, he failed.
He was going against the man, man, and he was the little man, and he's like, I'm going to get a plush prize from this Cosmic XL machine. And do it for all of us. All of us who have been mistreated and lost our money to this little
monster. And now he's pissed off, so he's going to go back some other night and just steal the whole ATM machine.
What? There's like, we have headphones on, but you can hear our stuff, man, through the computer. Now it's good. That was crazy.
That was crazy.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you listen to Dogs Are Smarter Than People.
You little local scanner.
local scanner traffic. We just want to keep on top in case a random thought comes from Bar Harbor, man.
Yeah. Well, we have other things going on, too.
We got a lot.
We got to know if the cops are heading our way. That's not true. Because the Ring doorbell doesn't, I mean.
It's delayed.
It doesn't let you know somebody's out there until they already threw the door.
I know. We have a Ring doorbell, and it's delayed. It, like, has a big ass delay.
I might be able to set the sensitivity on that, actually. Well, I don't want every Tom, Dick, and Harry walking down the street to set it off. Stop with the E sounds at the end of anything you call me.
Shawnee Bobani. Why? It's so cutie.
You never say, you're being such a dicky.
Or you're such a fucky. Dickies? Do you know what dickies are?
Brands clothing. A brand of clothing, yes.
Yes, but they were also like fake turtlenecks.
Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And like you put them under your sweater. Uh-huh. And just to give yourself a turtleneck without arms. Like they had no arms. I have
had them before.
Oh,
I had them.
And you're complaining about being called Shawnee when you had a dick.
I had them for a very specific reason, mind you. Otherwise, I would have never worn such a.
Was it?
It was for police work. Yeah.
It wasn't part of your stripper outfit.
The entire cop costume was my stripper outfit. Okay. It's just one extra layer, one more piece of flair to get those women going.
Why did you have a dickie?
Because you know I hate wearing layers. Yeah. So I didn't want the actual sleeves and the rest of the belly and stuff of a turtleneck.
Well, why did you have to have a turtleneck at all? Was that part of the uniform?
It
was part of the
uniform. It might not have been mandated, but it was just common. And it felt, you know, it was nice in the wintertime when you're out there literally freezing your butt off.
But you're
wearing like a button-up shirt, you know, and a coat. So it helps just cover that little tiny exposed spot.
Dude, I wish I'd seen that.
Oh, well, that's what I used to sleep in, just my dickie.
Just your dickie.
And it's still what I sleep in.
Just my dickie. Oh, my God. Oh, nosies.
And my buddy.
Oh, no. Okay, all right. My toesies. And your toesies. You're the one doing the E's.
Now?
Yeah, it's a dickie.
But it has nothing to do with me. It's not my any name. No.
Oh, shoot. So lately, I've been thinking a lot about resilience, and that led me down a wormhole into stoicism, right?
And you wrote 45 pages about
it? No, those are my morning pages. This is not, no. No, I already explained that to you. You weren't listening.
I don't think you did, but I'll let the listening audience believe you did.
Oh my gosh, I totally did. Anyways, because I said I'm on page 44. It's not like we're reading all 45 pages.
No, I got all that. But apparently we're at the end of 45 pages you wrote about this subject. Is a,
no. I didn't write about this subject okay. for 45 pages. OMG. Anyways.
Yeah.
I'm also doing a thing which Sean is referencing called Morning Pages. And in my Morning Pages, I wrote about Stoicism today. And Morning Pages are just these pages that you do early in the morning. And they're supposed to like kind of like get your brain clear and get you going.
Sean okay. wasn't referencing that because he's forgotten.
It says Morning Pages on I the know, top of the
this,
file.
But this was like, this is something that's lasted for a few weeks now. Because the last time I heard about it was, it's almost 4 weeks. You're doing good.
Dude, I always do good.
I know.
I got a lot of stick-to-itis. So is it
just, it's just a running thing?
The only thing I don't have a stick-to-itis-ness is marriages, except for you.
Oh, because I'm pretty sticky.
You are sticky.
Anyways.
So, yes.
You just keep a running thing?
Yeah, I just keep a running file.
I understand. So people are so bored to listen to us.
I know. I'm so sorry. All right. So, anyways, Marcus Aurelius is like the guru of Stoicism.
Is he related to Boris?
Why?
That, like the
Why?
What is it called? No, the lights in the sky. The Borals. He related to Boral.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
You know that guy, Boral Aurelius.
Oh, my God. I'm so horrified. Okay. Because this is our life, and we're not even going to edit it because we're too lazy. So, anyways, Marcus Aurelius, no relation to Boral, wrote... It can only ruin your life. Oh, it can ruin your life only if it ruins your character. That's like a big belief. That's a staple of Stoicism, right?
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me like that? Oh. You're all shifty-eyed, man.
Oh, well, I just don't know if I agree with that fully.
Well, no, that's what we're talking about.
Oh, okay.
So, like, and I'm not sure about this, obviously, in the sense of, like, grief or disease. But, like, there could be aspects of that that's true, right? Like, if you're calm enough and appreciative enough, everything that happens doesn't have to impact who you are and the core of you and your goodness and your purpose in life.
Right.
It's kind of what I think he's saying. You know what I mean? Like, what do you think?
Well, here's my point.
I'm ready.
I think ruining your character is open to each individual person, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, number one, you can't set a standard by that. Number two, because if you're somebody that's like, oh my God, I got a speeding ticket, that's going to ruin my character, then you have a very low threshold for ruinance of life.
Yeah, but right? I think that the point is a lot of people do. Like we know someone who has crimes in their background, and they're kind of brag about it. They're like, oh, I'm past that. You know what I mean?
Right.
And we also know someone who, if they bump their fender of their car, they get paranoid and worried that somehow it's going to impact their life forever.
Well, that's because they didn't tell the other person whose other fender they bumped.
No. But you know what I mean? Like, how you approach, you know, obviously not huge things. Yeah. Like, well, maybe for Stoicism, and it also is for huge things. But when I'm thinking about it right now, in this moment, I'm just thinking about little things. Like, you don't get a job that you wanted.
So is Marcus...
You get... Like, you don't get the boyfriend or girlfriend that you want.
Right.
You, like...
Well, that has nothing to do with the character.
Your run for the day sucks. You're stuck in traffic in LA. Like... Those sort of things.
I would
like,
say it definitely applies to, right?
Yeah.
Because they can't ruin your character. Like,
yes, and that's the point, right?
Like, if you think they can, you should really maybe be reading Marcus.
Right, yeah, right? Like, so like if those things impact you so much, right?
Mm-hmm.
That means that maybe you should work on your purpose in life and your character itself, right?
Right.
Yeah. So there's this old email from the Daily Stoic.
Can I ask a question first, real quick?
Yeah.
And it's totally relative. So is Marcus, who's not the brother of Boral, we've established, His that quote you have there, is he saying that he does not necessarily believe that to be a true statement? Or did he say that quote as a true statement?
He believes that as a true statement.
Oh, okay.
So, like, he's saying, like, the only way to ruin your life itself is if your character is ruined. And your character, I think, my interpretation on this is that your character gets ruined if you let it get ruined.
Exactly. Or what if your character gets ruined by a sort of fly-by-night, and I mean fly-by-night period of a couple years maybe, like a fad, just like a social fad. Like, I'm not going to give an example because I'll say something wrong.
I can give examples. Ready?
Yeah.
Like, let's say that, like, for 2 years, you think that your purpose is to hustle as much as you can, and you lose your work-life balance. All you're doing is, like, money, 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 right? Mm-hmm. And that could be something that kind of ruins your character because it's no longer about goodness or, like, a bigger purpose. It's just about arrogance or finances.
All right, now.
Or.
This is going to be the longest podcast
ever. No, it's not. Or another example could be like, you know what? Maybe you couldn't deal with some shit for a while and you got into a pattern of addiction, right? And that tweaks your character. Was that what you were going to say?
Well, no. What I was going to say now is between your two examples, you're talking about two different definitions of character.
Oh, interesting.
You're talking about a social character. And you're talking about an inner character in the first example.
Yeah.
Right? You're making your character in your first example who you are, like the core of your being. Because you're not that, you know, if you're that person that's working, you decide for 2 years that you should just work as hard as you can because you feel responsibilities for the household or whatever.
Or and maybe you're just keeping up with the Kardashians.
You're harming your inner character. But if you're worried about your social character and what everybody else in the world thinks about you, that's a whole different character, right?
Yes, but in both of my examples, for me, when I was trying to create them as examples, like the first example was someone who no longer cares about doing good in this world, let's say, and instead is just like took the responsibility to their family to an extreme.
Okay.
And then only became about making money. Right?
Yeah.
And that doesn't have, like, a social aspect. It has, like, a addictive aspect, honestly. And then the addiction one is something where someone couldn't deal with something, and so then their character, maybe that's why they got addicted. Maybe they just made a bad choice, and they have the genes for addiction. But, like, for a while, while they're battling or dealing with that addiction, they couldn't think about the greater good or a bigger purpose for their life either. You know what I mean? So to me, I really like how you broke those up. But when I was originally saying it, that's where I was coming from. I just probably wasn't very clear.
Well, I still think there's a sharp definition between your character of yourself and social character, which would be more perception.
Yeah, I think that's really good, actually.
And I would totally agree with Marcus's quote that you have. Yeah. If it's your self character, your inner character.
Yeah.
But if it's your social character, then I don't agree with it.
No.
Because that's only if you let it.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting.
You know, there's plenty of people out there that have the wherewithal to weather a 2 year, what do they call it on Twitter or something?
I don't know.
Where people get shut down. Yes, you do.
I'm sorry. I don't remember right this second. I have a cat on my lap.
For doing something.
And a cat butt in my face.
But then, you know, the next thing comes along and they're forgotten.
Yeah. So. Oh, a trend.
That's not what I was looking for. I said a trend before.
When you get shut down,
they call it...
Oh, canceled.
Canceled. Exactly. Sorry. Thank you. I knew you knew that.
I do know that. All right, so anyway, there's this old email from the Daily Stoic that says, today it's all about passion. Find your passion. Live passionately. Inspire the world with your passion. Passion, we tell ourselves, is a source of joy. But the Stoics disagreed. In fact, they believed that passions were what contributed to our misery.
Really?
That is so counter. That's so counter everything right now, right?
Did we actually state nicely that we're talking about this whole belief in stoicism for this podcast?
Yeah, it's in the header of the podcast, man.
So people got to read and listen? I'm just teasing. I just want everybody to know that's what we're talking about, right?
Yeah, right. This is like, this is from the Daily Stoic, and this is like a direct quote from him and also that website, which we'll have a link to, but also earlier on we mentioned Stoicism.
I remember
the title. So he says, like, to the experts and gurus who assure us that passion, that unbridled enthusiasm, that willingness to pounce on what's in front of us with the full measure of our zeal, is our most important asset. Seneca would ask,
How can such wavering and unstable persons possess any good that is fixed and lasting?
And that's interesting because, one, it creates a dichotomy between passion, like passion changes.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's true. But we're going to just assume it's true for this podcast. See, I'm always passionate about what? Under the core of every friggin' thing I do, right?
Yeah.
Be it writing or art or activism or running for office or just being a human with friends and family.
Uh-huh.
Kindness and promoting kindness has always been the core.
That's not what I was going to say, but it definitely is the same exact thing as what I was going to say.
So kindness is my passion, but kindness is also my purpose. So I don't think that there's necessarily a dichotomy that he's creating here between passion and purpose. But whatever. So he says, so what should we pursue? Where do we find joy and how do we keep it? Seneca's answer comes in his letter on the true joy, which comes from philosophy. And it's a very long quote. And it's basically saying that... Do you want to read this whole thing?
You want me to read this whole thing?
I don't know. It's all pretty three long, paragraphs? Man. It's really effing long.
I'll read it.
All right. Oh, no. The Seneca quote ends here. It's one paragraph.
It comes from a good conscience, from honorable purposes, from right actions, from contempt of the gifts of chance, from an even and calm way of living which treads but one path. There are only a few who control themselves and their affairs by a guiding purpose. The rest do not proceed. They are merely swept along like objects afloat in a river. And of these objects, some are held back by sluggish waters and are transported gently. Others are torn along by a more violent current. Some, which are nearest the bank, are left there as the current slackers. And others are carried out to
they're
sea.
They're not current slackers. They're current slackens. But I love that.
And others are carried out to sea by the onrush of the stream. Therefore, we should decide what we wish and abide by the decision.
I think current slackers is the coolest name.
What's a slacken? I don't even know what a
slacken is. The current slackens.
Oh, like, the current slackens.
It's the verb.
As
right
the
there.
Current slackens. Okay,
yeah,
I gotcha.
Like, so, all right, so what I hear when I see that, right, that I love is that if you don't have a purpose, you're just drifting along.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people might say that it's okay to drift
along. Some people love the hell out of drifting.
Yeah, I mean, like, who doesn't like being on a YouTube?
I like drifting.
Yeah. Like.
No, and even in life sometimes.
I think it's you nice. Do. And but I am a person who, like, goes to purpose.
Yeah, but you like to drift too sometimes.
When have I ever drifted? I would love to drift.
When we're outside of this house, outside of this town, and probably state, you drift all the time.
Yeah, I'm very happy when I leave home.
Yeah.
All right, so, but anyways, it's really interesting, right? Like,
how does that affect your stoicism?
I don't know. It's really
interesting. Well, you gotta think about it. We gotta go. Carrie's gotta meditate.
Anyways, the Daily Stoic goes on to say that unshakable joy comes from the purpose and something bigger than yourself and perspective and gratitude and the wisdom that philosophy teaches us. It might not be as exciting or as glamorous. It might be a little slower, but it's more durable and meaningful. And finding that will take time and work and self-reflection, but it's in there inside of you. If you dig deep, you can find it.
And you'll have joy you can hold on to forever.
Yeah, and we talked about that before, you know, on this podcast, about how you have to find your purpose and what your purpose is and blah, 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 you know. And yesterday I talked to the editor of our local newspaper, And I was spellbound by her and how much she believed in newspapers and in the importance of papers in the community.
Yeah.
And a couple weeks ago, I also talked to a woman I admired who'd been a politician for a very long time and a columnist, right?
Well, you don't admire her anymore?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
But you said admired.
I had.
Admired. Oh, in the past.
Yeah.
Not that you don't in the first.
Yeah.
Present. Okay.
But like what struck me in our conversation was that by her current life choices, she's floundering a tiny bit, this really brilliant intellectual person that so many of us women in this county had looked up to.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like she her choices have made her wonder what her new purpose is going to be. And it was so interesting to me. You know?
Well, hopefully she's figured it out.
Oh, I hope so. Because she's so smart. But, like, it's just, it's intriguing, you know? And, like, then there's people like you. I don't think you ever worry about finding your purpose. You just are. And there's not anything
that's what my purpose
bad
is.
With that. That's kind of beautiful.
My purpose is to just be.
Yeah, it's kind of pretty. Well, you're not pretty. You're ruggedly handsome. And
that's right.
So sexy. But, like,
giving her the stink eye. I'm giving her the sexy eye right
he
now.
He was. It wasn't the creepy sexy
eye. I'm looking
either.
At her like, you want to see my O face, don't you, baby?
Oh, okay. There we go. There's Sean's purpose. The O face is his purpose.
Of my partner, not me. Dog! Tip! For life!
I think I might have written one here.
You did?
Yeah. It's a photo on our blog, carriejonesbooks.blog, and it's our dog Sparty.
And it says, Sparty's tip for life is to walk with purpose, humans. But you know what?
Uh-oh.
That's really good advice. Because if you can develop a self-assured walk... And like a self-assured, resting bitch face, but that's still approachable.
That.
Yeah, but I've made mine approachable to the right people. Like I can call people to me with my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
You're very powerful.
But start with walking. If you can walk into a room and people turn their heads. Oh, that just might be my height, huh?
Uh-huh.
God damn it. Here I am thinking I'm like Tony Robbins. He's tall too, so.
He is tall too. I just saw some sort of TikTok or reel or something. It was a short video clip of this beautiful, gorgeous guy. He's really young and he's black and it looks like he's in America. I didn't have the volume on for the clip. And he's just walking.
Yeah.
And he's like, perfected my model walk or something. And he's in all these different places.
Well, that's how I get people to really stare at me was when I'm trying to perfect my model walk.
And you can see people looking at him.
Yeah.
Like, who is that guy? And it's amazing because it's just because he's walking with that confidence.
You know, if you want people to stare at you while you're walking, you only got to be...
Dance
like,
walk?
You only got to be 6.5 feet tall. Moderately fit, wear a backpack and a ball cap, and walk down any big city street, and you're gonna get stared at a lot.
Why?
I don't know. It happens to me all the time, and you know it when we go to the big city.
Oh, you always get stared.
And I'm always wearing a backpack and a ball cap a lot. Of
that's because they think you might be.
And sunglasses. No, I think it's because they think you're a fucking terrorist bomber or something.
Yeah, man.
Oh, you said nefarious. Yeah, you're right. I shouldn't have interrupted. But that's my motto.
I shouldn't have.
Interrupt us.
Have a great week.
Yeah, have a great week.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you so much. All right, baby, give us a shout out.
Hey, the music we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. Who's that artist and what's that song?
I don't know, man.
You do know?
I do. We've been saying it's Summer Spleef. by Broke for Free.
And we have extra content all about living happy on the livinghappy.substack.com blog, and it's pretty awesome. And we also have a writing tips podcast called Write Better Now.
They're both awesome.
But our brand new
amazing creepy podcast is Dude No. It's like that. You gotta say it like that.
He does say it like that. It's true crime with an occasional foray into the paranormal and the macabre, and it's awesome. And finally, we have a podcast,
Loving the Strange,
which we stream live
on Carrie's Facebook and Twitter and YouTube on Fridays, but every other Friday.
Every other Friday now, because we're lazy.
So be sure to check her Facebook and Twitter for the dates when we are going to be podcasting live and making fools of ourselves.
Live.
We're going to do a Hot Wings challenge real soon.
Oh, dear God.
And that's always a good one.
Anyways, all my Twitter handles and Facebook handles and blah, blah, blah. It's either Carrie Jones Books or Carrie Jones Book. Carrie with a C-A-R-R-I-E. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share.
And be kind. Be kind to us old people.
Oh, yeah, we can't take much more.